American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addresses the UN General Assembly this morning. The Prime Minister says Israel is continuing the battle against Hamas and declares they are winning in their ongoing conflict. Netanyahu also argues they need to take out the terrorist group because of the threat they pose to his country.
If Hamas stays in power, it will regroup, rearm, and attack Israel again and again and again, as it is vowed to do. So Hamas has got to go.
President Trump met with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky at Trump Tower in New York to discuss the war in Ukraine. The former president pledged, if elected, to work across the aisle to end the conflict in Eastern Europe.
We're going to work very much with both parties to try and get this settled and get it worked out. It has to end at some point. It has to end. He's gone through hell, and his country has gone through hell like few countries have ever.
Damage assessments are underway throughout the western coast of Florida following Helene's rampage Thursday night.
Florida officials are now taking stock of destruction and death brought by Helene passing up the Gulf Coast into the state's panhandle Thursday. Florida Emergency Manager Kevin Guthrie warns residents.
Please do not go out and visit the impacted areas. I beg you. We literally have over 1,500 search and rescue personnel in the highly impacted areas right now. Do not get in their way.
Roadways are also being inspected following their submersion by storm surge and rain. There are deaths reported and widespread power outages, including at hospitals and nursing homes. Generators are deployed. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is working to rapidly reopen roadways.
I-10 is open and passable, but please drive with caution. I-75 north to Georgia is clear and passable.
The Texas Supreme Court strikes down the state's latest attempt to block a state fair gun ban. Jeff Manasso with more.
Texas's Supreme Court denying Attorney General Ken Paxton's emergency petition to block the State Fair of Texas's gun ban, ruling the court takes no position on the issue over whether the private entity on public land has the legal authority to ban guns. But it says the state didn't argue that Texas law obligates the fair to do so. The High Court also reminding Paxton's team about the opinion the AG posted in 2016 when he allowed the city of Fort Worth to ban concealed carry at the Fort Worth Zoo. An opinion Paxton withdrew just prior to the emergency petition over the state fair. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Vice President Kamala Harris continues to push what she calls an opportunity economy, complete with help for small businesses. Chris Woodward has more.
Harris says small businesses are the backbone of the economy, and as someone that grew up a, quote, middle-class kid, Harris wants to invest in small businesses that drive growth, innovation, and jobs.
Now, I'm setting what some, I'm sure, are going to call a very ambitious goal, but you know what? I think we should admire ambition in each other. So I want to see 25 million new small business applications by the end of my first term.
Elaine Parker is a former small businesswoman now serving as president of Job Creators Network Foundation. Parker thinks Kamala Harris is doing her best impression of a moderate and small business champion just in a desperate attempt to sway independent voters.
But I don't think that ordinary Americans are going to be fooled by this act. She's really a wolf in sheep's clothing. And remember, her actions speak louder than words. She had 4 years in Congress and almost four years as vice president to advance this amazing small business proposals that she's claiming she champions. But she chose not to do any of it. She has pursued inflationary spending, anti-energy policies, environmental and labor regulations that have decimated small businesses. So remember, you have to focus on her record and not the rhetoric she's giving Americans now.
I'm Chris Woodward.
More news online at AFN.net and on the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.